conversation around the Design Indaba. You heard Ravi Naidu, who is the founder and director of the Design Indaba, talk about this incredible mini Design Indaba within a Design Indaba. Lysoff hosting a satellite exhibition out here in Johannesburg, and then 40 Best having the opportunity to go out to Cape Town to a showcase in the big Design Indaba space. And joining me now, Ayanda Nkosi, who is a visual artist and fashion designer and based out in Johannesburg. And we've got a lady who's opposed to me using her proper government name. I don't know why, but anyway. And she just wants to be called a Fancy. Fancy Mukali. Mukale.
It's Fancy.
Fancy Mukale.
Wait,
why is that mic? Oh, sorry, that's switching on the wrong one. Yeah?
I'm saying that I'm not opposed to my full name.
It's just...
I'm just saying that everyone calls me Finn, so I'm just used to it.
Is that your design name as well? What you going with for your label?
No, the name is Marabo Essentials.
Marabo Essentials?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I got distracted because you would think that he would know not to touch the mics when they are live, but he's busy touching and moving them. So sorry for that weird sound in your ears, Afropolitans. Ayanda, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm fantastic. I like the blanket ensembles. Very nice. Bit hot, though, for today, isn't it?
It's not that much hard, actually.
Come on, man. Hey, so let's start with Ayanda. Let's talk about your design aesthetic. I noticed the print blanket that we all grew up with,
yes.
But it's not like the sutu blankets This is like the one I call umkaya.
Umkaya.
Yeah, okay. from Durban KZN vibes. Umkaya blanket. I don't know what the actual name of this blanket is.
Ijali.
Yeah, but Ijali just means blankets. But Ijali doesn't mean uti. It's just blankets. Kalogo, small blankets. Or am I getting my Zulu translation wrong? Palangi educate.
No, Ijali. And it was even Zobokobe to Kala and Basteta. They were calling it Ijali. So Natsakula, Velisilbiza Utichali.
Ijali. Yes. No, yes. Silbiza Utichali down in KZN. I just figured that it was just the description of the actual Utu blanket of a particular size. I blanket on cool, but anyway, I get you. So what attracted you to Ijali?
Respect the thing attracted me to Ijali because if you symbolize a brand, I'm respect about to mele ni tole bantuini. So Ijali is discovering ukuthi kune story behind Ijali abantu abangalazi isifuna ukubatshela ukuthi Ijali libuya kuphi, Ijali bebalisebenzisa ukwenzani. So ukuze kufike to this stage ukuthi sesizes ba creative towards lona. Senza icathulo, amabag, impahla and some stuff.
Ngiyathanda lo bothaya wakho, actually. It's very nice.
Yebo.
Manje ngitshele ungeducated about the story because like I said, when I saw it instantly ngiyazi ekhaya sinalo, nginalo nami endlini, uma unalo, gogo unalo. Like every household in KZN has Ijali. But I don't know the story of it.
Ijali symbolizes respect.
Is it? Was it indigenously like just a Zulu thing? What's the history of it? How did it come to be in our presence as Zulus?
As Zulus, because it symbolizes the respect. Ngoba sengishilo. Ngoba imawuya emishadweni na kuma funeral, ijali to show that respect. So ijali just to cover ama shoulders wakho. That the main thing behind ijali is the respect. Yeah, mawugcoka ijali, you show that respect kuzo zonke izinto ozenzayo.
I got you. So manje senginginikeza ihomework. Manje next time masesikhuluma uzongiphendula kahle ungitshela ukuthi ijali kahle kahle la introduce nini to the history of the Zulus.
Because
ungiavoidile on that question. Hey? Yeah,
sure.
But so next time ngikubona ngifuna ukwazi kahle the actual history ukuthi la introduce nini. Because I get the feeling mangibuza abantu baselisuthu.
Okay.
They will tell me ukuthi I always get the pronunciation wrong. Is there any to person in the room. Bukanje bathi in oh Nkosi yami, please do
Sanamarena.
Sanamarena. Yeah, okay. They've got the history of ukuthi Sanamarena when it was introduced to them.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. All right. And then we switch base to you, Miss Fancy.
Yes.
Tell me about your jewelry design aesthetic.
Oh, okay. So,
don't be afraid of my mic.
Oh, is this better?
Yes.
So I create accessories as well as wall art, which are all geared towards the African aesthetic. So it's the art and accessories are they take from traditional African aesthetics, but then I also connect with like a modern creative spark to it. So you wear something like this, which is also called Letoiti. So the Tswana people call it Letoiti. But then I create something different with it, such as like a neck piece or a wrist piece, something like that.
I see. I'm seeing that this jewelry is becoming quite popular, like this kind of aesthetic. And I don't even know what do we call this particular, like the structure of the design.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out how do I describe it to the Afropolitan. So we'll just tweet it to you. But I've noticed that jewelry is getting chunkier, bigger.
Yeah.
I was just looking at Trevor Stierman now on Instagram. He just did something with Kwena around this kind of African infused, but that chunky, bold, colorful piece.
So for me, it just means the reason why I decided to go with it this way, I also wanted to assert myself. It's like a confidence thing. You know, when you're wearing something big, chunky, it's like you're gonna get heads turning. You know, so it's also like a confidence booster. You enter a room and everyone's gonna look at it.
This from a girl who declared how shy she was and she didn't know if she'll be able to manage 5 minutes of this conversation.
Don't tell the people. Why are you telling the people?
Because it's quite the contradiction.
No, I'm still nervous even now. But like, I mean, I have to do what I have to do.
Okay. No, I love the jewelry pieces. They're absolutely spectacular. Now, how long does it take for one to construct this kind? Because there's a lot going on here. There's not just fabric, but there's also actual hardcore materials, and then there's stitching and all kinds of elements.
So it takes quite a while. You can see the accessories are made primarily from rope and fabric, and as you said, some findings and other haberdashery. So
what a big word, haberdashery.
Okay. So this one takes quite a while. It was like more than 6 hours.
Oh wow!
For one piece. But I mean, as you make more, then like the hand gets used to it. Yeah.
So how is it for you guys as two young designers? Now you're getting the opportunity to showcase on this Lice of Mini Design Indaba platform, but is it easy for young designers to get into spaces like the Design Indaba?
I don't think so. I don't think it's like Ravi mentioned that it was a very rigorous thing, like in order for them to choose however many they chose, they had to go through an extensive process. So it's not very easy. You have to know your story. You have to know the reason why you're doing this. And you have to also be able to communicate it to the people. So I don't think it's very easy. Okay, I didn't find it easy.
No. And I think that's a good thing, because sometimes as well, if something is not necessarily easy, then it means even you yourself as a designer, you're very proud to be associated with it because you know how difficult it is, which means the standard is very high.
Yeah, the standard is high because isn't this sensei? You got to start a product before apply. Have time when into your we must start and apply. Obviously, Zofiga, each and every day, spend this card into your craft, do, and apply.
And eventually you'll be ready. Now, when we look at your incredible designs, and primarily so what you make are clothing accessories, right? Shoes, hats, bow ties,
everything.
Shawls, everything. So do we turn the blankets into full-on everything?
Okay.
How is the landscape for you? How are the clients receiving it?
You, my client, like Kaya Tanda, even Namanje, Namba Stokies, I was in Cape Town, even UK and Devon.
Nice.
So they want my stock, which is sibathengisele because into esilimazayo manje ukuthi kwamele siproduce in bulk. So uproducer in bulk and bafuna izinto maybe more than 100. You understand? So into esilimazayo machine because asinayo imachine eminingi. Yeah.
That CMT process, ne?
Yes.
Yeah, the CMT process always seems to be that missing link sometimes for designers. But also sometimes it just means, Uguti, you know, I believe in quality over quantity at times. Yeah, well, to keep, as you were saying, to keep your product at a particular standard,
yes.
It's better to just keep the numbers lower at times than to expand rapidly before you are ready. So you guys are out at the mini design in Daba, excuse me, at Lysoff. Oh, I just got a tickle in my throat. Just remind us, Uguti, when is that happening for those that want to come through and check out your incredible offerings? Y'all know?
It's from the 21st of Feb until the 23rd.
21st until the 23rd. Out here at Lysoff in Rosebank.
Yes.
Okay, great. Fantastic. And then anybody that wants to buy your merchandise, where do they find you?
Okay, I am online, www.maraboessentials.co.za. There's also three stores. There's Anderson Ashby Studio out in Sandton City. It's right opposite the Sandton City Hotel along the Diamond Walk. And then there's African Flavor Books, which has our diaries and tote bags. It's in Braamfontein. And then there's also there's a showroom for the art pieces. It's called The Box Shop and it is at Vilakazi Street.
I like you. You're tapping into different markets.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Wow,
have
look
to.
At you. Even that highly exclusive tourism market out at the Diamond Walk. I like that. And you, young sir, where do we get ourselves some of your merchandise?
Yeah, I told give me good Twitter. Good Twitter, it's Pex Lifestyle. Go Facebook, it's Pex.
Okay.
Even my contact detail is 073-46-1312-6
I thought you would have gone with Ijalo Designs, but okay. What do I know? Guys, thank you for coming through. Unfortunately, time is not on our side, but we wish you all the very best of luck. And obviously, the both of you are onto something really spectacular here. And we can't wait to see it, you know, as we travel the world. And we're like, hey, we know sure. Those two. Hey, and all the best with the showcase, yeah?
Okay,
thank you. Ciao. Home. What's on your mind? What's